what do I say?
Just tell me what you were going to tell me about the first time your grandpa took you home.
Shall I start at the beginning where I first met him at the squadron party?
Sure. Okay. You can talk to me. It'll hear you.
Is it recording all this?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just can pretend like it's not even there. I mean, you've told this story a lot, so.
Yes, I've told this story a lot.
You don't need to think about it. You can just talk.
It's well planted in my mind. This was in September of 1943. My aunt and I went to a dance. In Wichita, we had nightclubs that would have, where singles could go to the dance, and you would dance with, you know, whoever asked you. And this one Saturday night, we went to the dance, and there happened to be a squadron party. And one of the girls that we knew, a couple of the girls, knew fellas in the squadron. So when they saw Annie Edva and I, they said, well, come on and join us. So we did. We went in, and at that time, Kansas was a dry state. But the boys had used one of their B-29s and flown into Missouri and got some hard liquor. Mm-hmm. And they got it, smuggled it into the nightclub, which was easy to do. Anyhow, Bud finally asked me to dance. And we had live music in those days. We didn't have canned stuff. So we were dancing to Stardust. And we started out like any normal couple, you know, hands here and over there and about two bodies apart. And he kept looking at me. And by the time the dance ended, we were cheek to cheek and he was holding me as tight as he could. And that started our love affair. And in October, he had he had to have surgery. He had a hernia. And so he was in the hospital, and I took the bus from Wichita to Pratt, Kansas to see him on Sunday. And it was a memorable day. And then on November, when he got out of the hospital, he came to California to spend a 30-day furlough with his family, his mother and sister, and aunt. And then he came back to Kansas in December, and he let me know that he was going to have Christmas off. He'd had a 3-day furlough. So he came to Wichita, and we went to my hometown, to the farm in Goche, Oklahoma. And he was so nice. My family fell in love with him, and we were over at one of the neighbors, Adolf and Margaret, Plishek's, and the folks were playing cards and stuff, and we were about ready to go. And Margaret looked at me and she says, don't you let that man get away. And they had one daughter, and Dorothy had married a serviceman, and at that time I think she was living in Seattle. But Len was a pilot. And so I said, well, time will tell. Well, he shipped out at the end of January in 44. And I never heard from him again. His mother would call me and I would call her, have you heard anything from Hugh? We called him Hugh. And I said, I haven't heard a word. So his mother finally contacted the Red Cross, and they contacted the chaplain in India where he was stationed, and the chaplain called him into the office and sat him down with a pen and a piece of paper, and he said, write your mother. Mm-hmm. Well, Grandpa had trouble spelling, so that's why he wouldn't write letters. But I did get a few, and his mother heard from him. came home in 1945, in, I think it was October, it's on that plaque, and he spent the November with his, part of it with his family, and then he came back to Oklahoma in, for Thanksgiving. And at that time, I had left Wichita, and I was in the Cadet Nurses Corps in Enid, working at the hospital. So he came, and we had Thanksgiving back home, and then my mom and dad decided to come to California to spend Christmas. So we all came to California and had Christmas and New Year's, and then went back home. And this was in 1945. But when Grandpa was in India, he bought a star sapphire. It was to be my engagement ring. And when we were home in 1945, he asked my father to take him to town to England to have a ring made. And I said, that was my engagement ring. And I said, then we were married in June of 1946, June the 30th. And we had 54 years together, plus two daughters, Carol and Lynn, and a host of friends. And that's what you call love at first sight. And I remember when we had our 50th anniversary, Johanna wrote a poem to us.
You don't have to talk about me in the third person.
But she read it at Carol's house. We were having cake and coffee. We had a lovely dinner at the restaurant. And she read, she said, she had known us all her life. And truly she could say, this marriage was made in heaven. And it was. And one of these days we'll be together again. That's about it. That's
enough. You know, the air pump is stuck.